After months of speculation, a Trans-Pacific trade pact has finally been sealed. The historic multi-trillion dollar 11-nation deal was finalized in Tokyo and is set to come into effect in March. It follows months of lobbying by Japan and Australia to convince a reluctant Canada to sign. Attending the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced the new commitment to the deal.
Today, I'm pleased to announce that Canada and 10 other remaining members of the Trans-Pacific Partnership concluded discussions in Tokyo, Japan, on a new, comprehensive and progressive agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, hit a major obstacle last year when newly elected President Donald Trump pulled the United States out of what he called a horrible deal. Its future was again in doubt when Canada halted negotiations in November by failing to attend a final vote required to ratify the deal at the APEC conference in Vietnam. Australian Trade Minister Steve Chiobo told Sky News some provisions from the original trade pact had to be suspended or revised in order to reach an agreement. He says changes were made to provisions that had earlier been requested by the US and to cultural exemptions affecting Canada.
We thought we had a deal, but then at the last minute, unfortunately, Canada wasn't able to sign up to it. We have now concluded the deal. One of the principal sticking points for Canada was the issue, and it all gets a little technical, but about cultural exemptions, given that Canada has, of course, a large minority population that speaks French. They've been more reasonable. We've all found common ground, and as a consequence, we've been able to do this deal.
The agreement is designed to liberalise trade between Pacific nations involved by lowering tariffs and encouraging cheaper movement of labour. Joining global leaders at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Minister Chiobo said the deal would eliminate 98% of tariffs in a marketplace worth close to $14 trillion. He says the deal will be a boost for Australian exporters.
Australia has new beef access with more rapid reductions in tariffs into Japan. That's going to put the Australian beef industry at a substantial advantage over, for example, the United States beef industry. Great news for Australia. We've got new sugar and wheat quotas into a number of different countries, and as I said, brand new agreements with Mexico and Canada as a consequence of this deal.
National Farmers Federation Chief Tony Marr told the ABC Australian farmers are welcoming the revived agreement.
Farmers think it's a really good thing. It's Australian farm products are export dominated. We export about two-thirds of what we produce. So the resurrection, as you say, of the Trans-Pacific Partnership is a really good thing for farmers. It will provide more opportunities and more market access for us to sell our food and fibre.
Despite concerns the partnership is incomplete without US involvement, Mr. Ma says reaching an agreement with 10 other nations is a significant achievement.
We've got no problem with competing on the global scale as long as the level playing field is there. So we are globally competitive and will continue to be, but we need things like this trade agreement to open up market access and to reduce tariffs so we can compete on a level playing field.
The 11 partner countries, Australia, Brunei, Canada, Chile, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Peru, Singapore and Vietnam, are expected to sign the new agreement on March the 8th in Chile. Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.